FM, taking you further into your Thursday. It's just gone 8:30, and you're tuned into the morning show with Mike in the Morning, taking you into the big blue. And speaking of the green, green grass, well, hey, we're jetting off right now to the green, green grass of Seaton Estate, where things are hot and happening on the local property front, and it's certainly become a buzzword in property investment circles. And to find out exactly why it's so hot and why you need to be checking out the developments at Seaton, we've got a full team in the house with us this morning, and he's becoming a bit of a regular. We're welcoming back Jeff Perkins, MD of the Collins Residential Group. How are you doing, Jeff?
Very good, Mike. Glad to be here.
Good to have you with us once again. Alongside you, also becoming a regular, we've got Melanie Clarkson, a Media and Communications Manager for Collins Residential. Hello, Melanie. How are you?
Good morning, Mark, and the beautiful North Coast.
Hey, great to have you with us. And the fresh voice and face rounding out the team in the studio this morning, Andrew Daubry, Development Manager, a.k.a. Daubs, I believe. Andrew, do you prefer Daubs or...
Yeah, Daubs. Everybody calls me Daubs. How's it going, Mike?
Great to have you with us as well, my friend. And there is lots to celebrate, lots to unpack here. So let's set the scene. And maybe Daubs, you can paint the picture for us. A Seaton Estate in the spotlight here. What sets Seaton apart from any other estate on the North Coast?
Sure. Okay, off the bat, I think... The amazing thing about Seaton is the beach access. So we've got a kilometre of coastal frontage with direct access from all the stands, and that really is the jewel in the crown of Seaton. I think that's
so sought after, that beach access ticking a big box for a lot of folks.
100%. I mean, it's why people move to the North Coast in the first place. I think that's what people picture when they think North Coast. So
coastal lifestyle, right?
100%.
And Jeff, from the Collins Residential picture, obviously you've got fingers in a lot of pies, but this is a real gem for you, hey?
Absolutely, Mike. When the opportunity came about, we were already involved with Zululami, which is the neighbor right next door, and this was just natural progression to give scale. Although they're two separate estates, they have access, a reciprocity sort of arrangement amongst each other. So it really gives scale to amenities and all the other good things that people within estate living have become accustomed to, and we've managed to nail it with that.
Gee whiz. And look, Melanie, obviously, communications is your game. Trying to explain to people the vision behind an estate like Seaton, it's one thing to talk about it, but it's another thing to really get down to the site and experience it and to see it for yourself. But it kind of sells itself, doesn't it?
It does, and I have such fond memories of before we even started construction and our civil team moved on site. You know, we'd spend a lot of time on site with Murray and Jeff and being the original visionaries for Seaton. I clearly remember Murray Collins saying, if this was anything but a sugarcane farm, it wouldn't have become a development. So with such a passion for conservation and rehabilitation, that was really what drove Seaton in the early days. Long before we even, as I say, the first yellow truck moved on site, all of the land had been rehabilitated, and it was beautiful to drive around and just see all the bird life and owls and hares at night, natural wildlife that had returned to site. There's a story that Murray had engaged with the architect, the original master planning behind Seaton,
yeah?
And he tasked them to find the oldest aerial photograph that they could find out of the archives of what that farm used to look like before it became a sugarcane farm.
Yeah.
And the task was to rehabilitate back to all of those original biomes that existed on the Natal coast. So
Wow. This
coastal dune forest is absolutely pristine, so healthy, so beautiful. And I think for us as developers, it's key that we rehabilitate and maintain, as custodians of the land, really the pure essence of what the North Coast is and what it offers. So only the areas that were sugarcane will be sites, and over 50-60% of the site really is being rehabilitated. So for me, that's quite a special aspect. It's got a pristine coastline, the most magnificent coastal dune forests,
Wow. And
then the valleys and wetlands and... Yeah, are just being preserved to their former glory. So
Brilliant.
Living in that and coming through that would really give you a sense of, yeah, that's something special that Seton will one day offer.
That's amazing. That sort of that conscious, ethical, eco-development approach. And it really speaks to the quality of the team and the ethos behind the development. And it's been met with great reception. Andrew, what's the uptake been like and the interest in this extraordinary development?
It's actually been fantastic. I mean, we launched, it was 2020, the heart of COVID just about.
Great time to be launching anything, right?
And I mean, that was it. It was crazy. It was a crazy time. But we had people breaking all sorts of laws, queuing overnight to get a slot in the queue.
Wow.
And we sold out our first phase in the first day.
In the first day. So that that tells you something.
And then since then, we've been trickling properties onto the market, and it's actually been amazing the uptake that we've had in the last year or so.
And from where and how far is the word spreading, Melanie?
So we've transferred 150 stands so far, and we probably have in excess of 200 purchasers who've purchased on Seton. And the lovely thing is they have come, it's nationally really. So from all over South Africa, we've attracted people to Seton, which I think speaks volumes for our area in terms of investment into this place that we call home.
Yeah.
So there's been a good local uptake, but then Northern Natal, Greater KZN, Joburg, and very excitingly, quite a few international buyers.
Sure.
So we've had some really interesting characters who've come to Seton and bought multiple sites, absolutely see the beauty and the potential of what the estate is going to be, and that's what we love to see. We're bringing investment, we're reversing the flow and bringing investment back into our town and into our province and into our country. So it's fantastic for the future.
That's brilliant. Putting the North Coast, the KZN North Coast, on the map in such a big way. And looking at some of the milestones and infrastructural progress over the last 12 months and where things are kind of heading, Jeff, what's the picture looking like?
Oh, it's been we've got kilometres of roads that have been put in. Our facilities, you recall when we chatted last week, we as a group always have a policy that facilities are in place when the first homeowner moves in. So our sports club, which has paddle courts, tennis courts, putt-putt,
wow.
A gym, a lap swimming pool, a recreational swimming pool, squash courts, you name it, it's got a cricket oval. We do love cricket. We're trying to, you know, I'll go back to the point on scale. When you've got a scale like this, you can really, really pump up what's on offer. With the equestrian estate also coming on board and ebb and flow arena, which will be the largest in the country. You know, what's very important, Mike, is Seton is not all about the upper end of the market. Those queues that Dorbs was talking about, those were stands from 550,000 rand. So we like to say Seton's for a multitude of families and opportunities, and you know, we welcome vast people from vast areas of the countries with different financial capabilities.
That's fantastic. And we've mentioned in the past the game-changing developments, this N2 interchange, and what an impact it's going to make really for this whole node, but particularly for buyers of Seton and surrounding estates. Just how much of a game-changer do you see this being?
No, that's a complete game-changer for the area. Anyone that's currently living in Brettonwood and Zululami has the current pain of that T-junction,
yeah.
And that's all going to change. So this intersection, we figure 90% of the traffic will be coming from the south and heading back to the south. But it's going to make your life so convenient. And from time frames, you know, take those stress levels away of sitting in a long queue. So, I mean, let's put things in perspective. Here on the North Coast, we're a bit laid back, so 5 minutes of traffic is painful. When you're in Joburg, that's a whole new whole new ball game.
Absolutely. Andrew, from your perspective as development manager, you must be incredibly excited and proud at how things are all coming together, and just how hungry the market is for this product offering, right?
Yeah, 100%, Mike. I mean, it's been a challenging year. There's been a few things that have been thrown at us that we've bounced back from amazingly. And, you know, the whole team has really pulled together, the contractors, the various professionals and specialists that we have on board. Everybody's really backed the project and put everything into it, and it's been amazing that we've managed to deliver after everything that's happened this year. And I think we've come back stronger. We are more resilient. We know what we're capable of managing now, and I think going forward it's fantastic. You know, it's really made us all proud to be part of this team.
And obviously we're heading into a super festive season now. We're going to have a lot of visitors to our neck of the woods, and I'm sure a lot of potential buyers also scoping out options on the Dolphin Coast. So this is going to be, no doubt, a very active time for the sales team. And looking at the offerings that are still available, are you anticipating a run on any particular part of the Seton offering?
We've recently launched our next phase. We've actually got two phases underway that we're busy selling. The club, which is our equestrian area, they larger stands. They've got nice paddock space around them. You don't have to be a horsey person to buy there, but I think it's got that kind of country feel.
Yeah.
And then our latest phase, which is called The Ridge, with also really nicely sized stands, beautiful sea views. They all are around our country club area, which is what Jeff was talking about earlier.
Absolutely.
With all those amazing facilities, really close to the beach. So I think it's going to be very exciting to see, you know, everybody's faces when they come in. I mean, as you pop over that ridge and you get that first glimpse of the sea, it's unbelievable, and that kind of sells you on it. And it's going to be, yeah, I think it should be a good season for us. We're looking
absolutely
forward to it.
One for the books, we have no doubt. And Melanie, for those that are listening to this and want to get in ahead of the hordes that are going to be descending over December, what's the smartest way to get in touch, to find out more info, and to book a site visit?
You're so welcome. You can find us digitally. We have a website, Facebook, and Instagram page, Seton Estate. Our very capable North Coast sales team will also be at the Bolito Junction for an exhibition from the 16th to the 23rd of December. We'd love to engage with you there. Or come to site. Our sales offices are based at Zululami. We have a really cool landy. So bring the kids, bring the wife, come along, come and see what Seton's all about. Share the love, spread the word. We'd love to host you for a site tour. It will be an epic experience. And, yeah, we'd love to share a little piece of what Seton is all about.
Magic. Jeff, any last words from you as the MD of Collins Residential Group?
Just to say we're really looking forward to this December period. It's traditionally, we've had three or four of these now, I think, since the launch of Zululami, and it's crazy. I mean, what's happening on this North Coast is, that's why they say it's the fastest growing node in the country, and it just gets better and better and better. Clean seas, new interchanges, new estates. I mean, there's no other way to go, surely, Mike.
Come on, it just makes sense. And you're hearing it right here on 88 FM with my esteemed guests in the house, Jeff Perkins, MD of Collins Residential Group, Andrew Dorbury, Dorbs, Development Manager, and Melanie Clarkson, your Marketing and Communications Manager for Collins Residential. Guys, thanks for getting us so excited to come and check out Seton. And get in while the getting's good, folks, because those stands aren't going to be on the market for very long. It's a sure thing, and you heard it here on 88 FM, giving you the heads up on Seton.
Discover unprecedented oceanside living in the heart of Sheffield Beach when you call Seton home. Wake up to unsurpassed sea views and enjoy direct access to 1 kilometer of pristine beachfront. Seton offers many facilities, including multi-sports facilities, running and bicycle trails, forests and leisure zones. This is your opportunity to secure oceanside living with stands starting from 1.8 million rand. Inquire at setonestate.co.za or call Tyler on 072-822-8588. For a personalized site tour.